I would like to make some applications. God asked this question to Moses, what is that in your hand? Because God wanted to use Moses as his instrument. But Moses was not willing to do it. There was a lack of willingness. And that is also an important point that I want to emphasize. The very first day of your repentance, you surely have the desire to serve the one who loved you first. But this evening, we also heard about the danger, or was it in the afternoon, that we can go astray from the Lord and we lose our first love, and we need to be stirred up. What is that in your hand? Moses, you are not willing. And the Lord is helping him. And finally, Moses becomes willing. Really willing. I think that in the second part of the message, in connection with the second question, we will come back on the willingness of Moses and see how the Lord produced in him a usefulness. But here, I would like to emphasize the point of willingness. Are we willing to use the opportunities the Lord is giving us day by day? What is that in your hand? A stick. A dead piece of wood. What can you do with a dead piece of wood? Not much. But as soon as the Lord sees willingness to serve him with the little thing that he entrusts to you, he can use it. But you should be willing. You should be available. And that's what we learn from Moses. He was not willing, he was not available. But by grace of the Lord, by these questions, by dealing with Moses' refusal, finally Moses became willing. He got a willing mind. And that's the question to you and me. Are we willing? Do we have a willing mind? Are we really ready to use the opportunities the Lord is giving us day by day? Because the opportunities are not lacking. If you have your classmates, colleagues, neighbors, Sunday school in the local assembly, youth camps, there's a lot of work to do in your local assembly, and many other activities, but there should be willingness. And willingness to use even the small things that the Lord entrusts you. It's even a principle in Scripture that the Lord often starts with small things to see if you are faithful. And then he can also entrust bigger things. Allow me to share some personal experiences. Not because I want to put myself on forefront, please. That's not the intention. But perhaps my personal experiences might be a help. We married in 71. And we were looking for opportunities to serve the Lord in our village or small town. And we had the opportunity to have a stand on a marketplace. And a brother, Jan and Karel Rau, some of us, Eckhart, you surely remember them, they gave us some literature that we could use in the marketplace. But how to get the literature in the marketplace? Of course, in our nice, flat country, the Netherlands, you can easily use a bike. And there are more bikes than inhabitants, isn't it? So we had bikes, old bikes, but useful. And we took a bike, and I bought an old suitcase, and I filled it up with Bibles and books and gospel tracts, and I brought them to the marketplace on Wednesday morning. And my wife started to work on the marketplace. I went to work. I was a teacher, but I was free in the afternoon, so I joined her, and then in the afternoon we went back. But later on we needed two or three suitcases. There was a bigger interest for the literature we offered. So I found the chassis of an old buggy, the four wheels, a chassis, of an old buggy. And I made a wooden box, filled it up with literature. I fixed a pool bar. I filled it up in the morning. We lived on the in an apartment on the fourth floor, so I had to go downstairs in the cellar to pull it up. And then my wife pulled it 3 kilometers to the marketplace on Wednesday morning. And what we did not know at that moment was that she had a heart problem. It's only during our stay in the Cameroons that the Lord allowed us to discover it, and that she had to go back for medicines, and then she came back to Cameroon again. But with this heart problem, the Lord gave her strength to pull these wooden box, it's heavy, these books, to the marketplace. And then at 12 o'clock, when I was ready at school, I joined her at the marketplace, and all the people around who were selling clothes and candies and whatever, when they saw me coming, they said, "Oh, Mr. Reynolds, Mary is already there. Now Joseph is coming." So they were mocking us. But they were kind, and we were able to give out a lot of literature. And then one day, when my wife was pregnant of our first child, we were no longer able to do this. She was no longer able to pull that heavy wooden box. And we prayed the Lord, "Lord, you stop this opportunity, but we would like to do the two ministries, to preach the gospel and also to help people to get know the truth of the assembly, another important truth that so many believers in the churches don't know." It was in the 70s, and the churches were in the Netherlands were still were not too liberal. So I put an advertisement in a small newspaper and announced a Bible study at our home in the flat on the fourth floor. And we were waiting 2 weeks.